Dr. Balaga here. This podcast belongs to a set of 10 podcasts on the topic of geriatrics. It's from an outstanding chapter on geriatrics in Balaga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It covers important topics, including functional decline and frailty, cognitive impairment and dementia, evaluation of cognitively impaired elderly driver, depression in late life, hearing impairment, vision impairment, urinary incontinence, undernutrition, pharmacotherapeutic considerations in the elderly, including pharmacokinetics and pharmacodynamics, elder abuse and neglect, goals of care and advanced directives, and prognostication. After listening to these 10 podcasts, you should have a solid foundation in geriatrics and should help you provide better care to your senior citizen patients. This chapter is authored by Dr. Jedet Ross, MD, who's professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio. She is the Associate Program Director for Geriatric Fellowship and Director of Didactic Activities for Palliative Care and Geriatric Fellows. Her academic interests include integrating geriatric palliative care content into educational programs at the undergraduate and the graduate medical educational levels. The senior author is Dr. Eric Widera, MD, who's professor of clinical medicine in the Division of Geriatrics at the University of California, San Francisco, UCSF. He's also the associate program director for geriatrics. His main goal is to improve the care provided to elderly patients with severe chronic and or terminal conditions through program development and educational interventions. An 81-year-old male who comes to the clinic with new complaints of increased difficulties with urination, daytime sleepiness, dry mouth, and constipation. His past medical history includes high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes with neuropathy, dyslipidemia, osteoarthritis, and prostatic hyperplasia. His current medications include lisinopril 10 mg daily, insulin glargine 30 units at bedtime, gabapentin 300 mg at bedtime, simvastatin 20 mg at bedtime, aspirin 81 mg daily, and over-the-counter acetaminophen 500 mg combined with diphenhydramine 25 mg, one tablet at bedtime. Which of the following medication is likely to be responsible for the newly reported symptoms? A. Diphenhydramine. B. Acetaminophen. C. Simvastatin. And D. Lisinopril. And the answer is A. Diphenhydramine. This patient is experiencing anticholinergic side effects related to the use of diphenhydramine. The urinary incontinence in this is likely due to overflow precipitated by the anticholinergic effect inhibition of the detrusor muscle, leading to urinary retention in a person with a bladder already somewhat obstructed due to prostatic hyperplasia. It is important to ask about all the medications a person uses, because anticholinergics are used even without prescription. Example, the sedating antihistamine in the scenario used for insomnia. Anticholinergic effects in the central nervous system range from sedation and inability to concentrate to memory impairment and hallucinations. Blockage of the cholinesterase receptor reduces the secretion production in the salivary glands and leads to dry mouth. In the GI tract, Anticholinergics lead to inhibition of the GI smooth muscle tone and secretions that may lead to constipation. Acetaminophen, simvastatin, and lisinopril have little anticholinergic properties and in this scenario are unlikely to be the etiology of symptoms. The results of the de-prescribed randomized clinical trial was published in November 13, 2018 in JAMA. The lead author was Dr. Philippe Martin, PhD. The title of the article was Effect of a Pharmacist-Led Educational Intervention on Inappropriate Medication Prescriptions in Older Adults. The key study question was, can a consumer-targeted pharmacist-led educational intervention reduce prescriptions for inappropriate medication among community-dwelling older adults? What were the findings? In this cluster randomized trial that included 489 older adults, the percentage achieving discontinuation of a targeted inappropriate prescription at 6 months was 43% among patients receiving the intervention versus 12% receiving usual care, which represents a significant difference. This means a pharmacist-led intervention has the potential to reduce prescriptions for inappropriate medications in older adults. This podcast is derived from an outstanding chapter on geriatrics in Baliga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. Janet Ross, MD, professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center at San Antonio. She is also the Associate Program Director for Geriatric Fellowship. Her academic interests include integrating geriatric palliative care content into educational programs at the undergraduate and graduate medical education levels. Her main interests include advanced communication skills, goals of care, pain management, and management of falls in the elderly. Her clinical activities are based in the South Texas VA healthcare system, where she is a staff physician within the geriatrics department and extended care services. And she is affiliated with the Geriatric Research, Education, and Clinical Center. She works in the Geriatrics and Palliative Care Consultation Service and the Geriatrics Clinic. Dr. Eric Widera, MD, is Professor of Clinical Medicine in the Division of Geriatrics at UCSF, that is University of California, San Francisco. He's also the Associate Program Director for Geriatrics. His main goal is to improve the care provided to elderly patients with severe chronic and or terminal conditions through program development and educational innovations. Dr. Widera accomplishes this through various leadership roles, including Director of the Hospice and Palliative Care Service at San Francisco VA Medical Center, and he's the Program Director for the Geriatric Fellowship at UCSF. He has been the recipient of numerous grants and awards, including a Geriatric Academic Center Award at the Hastings Center Cunniff Dixon Physician Award and the Hartford Foundation as a Center of Excellence Faculty Scholar Award.